I'm Andrew Albert.
And I'm Brent Kayeski. Welcome once again to the Bear Facts, a weekly radio show update from Bishop Garrigan High School.
Last fall, we told you that Garrigan senior Joan Kirsch had attended the World Food Prize Symposium and heard Nobel laureate Dr. Norman Borlaug speak. Since then, that honor has brought her more good news. During the snowstorm last week, Joanne learned she had been selected for a special internship sponsored by the organization that gives the World Food Prize. This summer, Joanne will be traveling to Beijing, China, where she'll be working with biotechnology in the food industry. Congratulations to Joanne. We hope her work helps to solve the problem of world hunger.
With the blizzard last weekend, we kept postponing and postponing boys' basketball playoffs. The district championship game that was originally scheduled for Thursday, March 1st, finally got played this past Monday. Garrigan played a great game against Harris Lake Park, and they ended up winning the district championship, which advanced them further in playoffs than the boys' team in the area. Then they had turned around the playoffs to play their sub-state game the following night against Waterloo Auburn. It was a very close game until halfway through the third quarter, but then the Bears' fatigue showed and they ended up losing the chance to advance to state. The boys had a great season, though, and we congratulate our district champions.
Speech contest was also postponed because of the blizzard. We made it up on Tuesday night at the same time as the sub-state basketball game. 13 of Garrigan's entries earned Division I ratings and will advance to the state contest at Sibley next weekend. They include Rebecca Brosnan, Dylan Frecking, Cassie Rising, Rebecca Erdman, and Sam Norling in prose, Chris Lobach and Holly Berkland in improvisation, Brittany Birdie and Becca Kramer in literary program, Joanne Kirsch in storytelling, Kendra Plath in poetry, Jenna Richter in acting, and Shane Coob in radio news announcing. Congratulations to coaches Mary McCall and Sarah Frecking and all the speech team.
The storm was finally winding down last Sunday when it was time to make up intramural basketball games that were postponed from 2 weeks ago. Both those makeup games were blowouts. Adam Finley's team spanked Chris Hansen's team 60-18, and Nick Birdie's team demolished David Miller's team by a score of 140-28. The player of the week was actually on one of the losing teams. That's because Jack Bradley had 24 of his team's 28 points. There are two more regular sessions of intramurals, and we begin playoffs later this month.
Girls' track has already begun. With tons of snow outside, the practices have been limited to running in the halls, jumping on bleachers, and lifting weights. They're still working hard to prepare, though. Returning seniors on this year's team include Kelly Black, Cindy Redding, Tammy Lawyer, and Maria Kohlhaus. Marissa Spain is joining them to provide more senior leadership on the team. The girls also have four other veterans of the state track meet: Emily Baer, Macy Fickbaum, Carrie Courtney, and Allison Blocker. Good luck all season long, girls' track.
Boys' track is just starting the workouts. Seniors Chris Scoba and Scott Kolash have committed to track this season, and they're trying to recruit state veteran and year-round athlete Brian Capacious. Junior Peyton Schindler will also be lending his experience to the team. Among the younger Bears to watch are David Frieder, DJ Thompson, Jack Bradley, and Brick Capacious. Good luck all spring to our track runners.
Our senior spotlight this week shines on Tammy Lawyer and Ben Marceau. Here to tell you about them is Sam Norland.
With the track season beginning, Tammy Lawyer is looking to break her school distance records. She's also one of the top cross-country runners and serves as a yearbook editor. Away from school, she works at the Kmart Pharmacy and also holds a supervisory position at Premier Pizza. Tammy will attend Drake University next year, where she'll plan to major in pharmacy and may run competitively. We wish her all the best in the future. The blizzard last week makes us think of Ben Marceau, who's planning a career as an electrical lineman after high school. Ben is a jokester and a huge Garrigan sports fan. He's a farm boy who loves his horse, William, and enjoys playing country music while driving his green van. We wish Ben the very best of luck.
Thanks, Sam. On our Golden Bear calendar this week, several members of the Golden Bear Dance Squad will be formed tonight between the 3A and 4A Girl Basketball Championships. You can watch all Iowa dance performance live on TV.
Also today, the math team is competing in a makeup competition at Dort College in Sioux Center. Tomorrow, daylight savings time begins and intramurals continue. Then on Monday, girls' golf practice starts.
Tuesday, we'll have our annual academic banquet where we honor the top scholars in each class. The banquet is at 6:15 p.m. at the Knights of Columbus Hall in Algona.
Wednesday, the ecology class will compete in the Envirothon in Cherokee. That afternoon, the juniors will attend a college day at Algona High. Then Thursday afternoon, we'll have a reconciliation service for Lent.
Friday, many Garrigan students will give the gift of life as they participate in the Red Cross blood drive at Algona High. Also on Friday, we'll have an 8th grade orientation. The next Saturday is a state speech contest at Sibley.
That's the Bear Packs for this week. Thanks for joining us, and be sure to tune in again next week for more news from Bishop Garrigan High School.